Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The master chef of Transforming Lives is the restaurant they operate Transform and is the daytime scene Monday. The Robert Irvine Show will take a conflict resolution course via the CW. Executive producer John Irwin joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Monday also serves as graduation day for The List, the daily news magazine playing on Scripps-owned television station since 2012. For season 5, The List goes national via syndication, initially available in more than 40 markets. Later this hour, we'll connect with new executive producer Tracy Major and new host Christina Guerrero. Also ahead, stand up on the NFL's primetime return and the answer to this week's classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. 89 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. And we welcome you back to the program All About Television, second month of our 10th year on the air. Got some wonderful guests for you this afternoon, all of them dealing with new shows or graduating shows that are premiering on Monday. And if you have a question or comment for any of our guests this hour ahead, give us a ring and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room underway as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find that on our homepage. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others with you by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon somewhere on your Blog Talk Radio screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. John Irwin, executive producer of the new Robert Irvine Show, premiering Monday afternoon on the CW, joining us live from L.A. after these news notes. Pro football returned to prime time on a mixed note last night. NBC's annual kickoff game was the top program of the night with a 28% share of the viewing audience. However, the audience was off 7% from last September's contest. The game reunited this year's Super Bowl 50 team, with the Denver Broncos beating the Carolina Panthers 21-20. It's been decades, almost four, since Jane Fonda and Robert Redford teamed up on screen. They will next year for Our Soul of the Night, a made-for-TV Netflix production based on a novel by Ken Harouf. Fonda and Redford will get to work next Monday in Colorado. And tonight at 8, Stand Up to Cancer makes its fifth stand to raise millions for cancer research. As always, this hour-long special will simulcast live on broadcast and cable networks. Hulu will be on board for the first time, as will a number of Canada-based cable and satellite services. Stand Up's first television special happened on September 5, 2008, with more than $370 million raised ever since. Tonight's celebrity parade includes Viola Davis, Ben Affleck, and Anna Kendrick, plus Celine Dion and Little Big Town among the music performers. And early this afternoon, Hulu, in a separate action, greenlighted Future Man, a time travel comedy produced by and starring Josh Hutcherson. And there is some speculation that they may be interested in keeping Tyrant on the air for a fourth season. As some of you may know, Tyrant had its final episode on FX Wednesday night, and FX suggested and actually gave the order that it would be the final episode of the series. However, Fox 21, the production company, is saying, we are trying to bring it on elsewhere for season 4. And in an interview, Fox 21's president in the Hollywood Reporter today suggested Hulu could be one of those companies in play to keep Tyrant afloat. We will stay on that story. And that is news notes for today. Over the last decade and a half, Food Network fans have come to see Robert Irvine as Mr. Impossible, first getting meals together under crazy circumstances on Dinner Impossible, and for the last 5 years or so, with Restaurant Impossible. As we mentioned at the top, he not only transforms restaurants in 48 hours, but the lives of the people who run them. Starting Monday, he will take his transformation daytime via the CW with the Robert Irvine Show in a conflict resolution format. Joining us live from Los Angeles in an interview exclusive, the executive producer of the series, John Irwin. John, good to have you on.
Hey, Simon, how are you?
Very, very fine, thank you. How long had Robert and you and Tribune and the CW, everybody involved, hatched this idea about Robert doing his own daily show?
Well, it's been in the works for a long time. You know, there was a pilot shot, and then, and you know, in which, of course, you know, Robert absolutely killed it. And I think after that, Tribune felt like it made sense to move forward. You know, so now they've they've greenlit us to shoot 165 episodes, which we're in the course of shooting now.
And what does Robert think about making this move to doing, A, a daily show, and B, a show where he can get a chance on a daily basis, 1 hour a day, to make a difference in the lives of people, especially families?
I think he's really excited, and I think that comes through in the show. I mean, this show really plays into his sweet spot, which is, you know, as you said earlier, it's all about, you know, people coming on with all kinds of various issues, and he, you know, through sort of tough love and just having a really good sense of what's right and what's wrong, you know, gets these people kind of pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. What kind of issues are you going to be dealing with on a regular basis?
Well, you know, it's really across the board. And what I would say is that, you know, this show is kind of a combination of you know, Dr. Phil meets Jerry Springer. So, I mean, we definitely see some pretty outrageous situations, and you know, there can definitely be conflict at times. And I think that's part of what makes Robert such a perfect fit for this is, you know, he knows how to deal with a conflict, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is the trick, by the way, to making conflict resolution work? We have seen people. Dr. Phil is a master at it. Steve Wilkos has been doing it now for 4 or 5 seasons. We've had some other people try it. Jeremy Kyle, the British talk show host, Teresa Goddard also came from England, did 2 seasons worth of shows here in the United States, with 2 seasons and out. What is the trick to making this format work and not have it end up being formulaic, where it could very easily end up being a show about people cheating and you do a lie detector test or people finding out who the baby belongs to?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think these shows come down to one thing primarily, and that is the host. And, you know, it's not unlike late-night television where, you know, a lot of these shows are doing a lot of the same stuff, but, it's really does the host connect with the people at home? And then, of course, which I think Robert does, and you'll see that on Monday when the show premieres. And then second to that, you know, I think where this show is going to sort of find its niche is that we have super compelling stories. And then, you know, as opposed to Robert sort of being a traffic cop where you're just kind of watching crazy stuff unfold, Robert really kind of steps into it and really tries to get these people pointed in the right direction. And hopefully there is at times an opportunity for people at home to get some takeaway, you know, as issues may relate to them. Because, look, at the end of the day, you know, we're dealing with issues that all of us deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. It seems that when a show like Dr. Phil or a show like Steve Wilkos is really on the ball, it dives into an issue or dives into subject matter that we can all relate with. For example, Steve has done a number of shows dealing with teenagers where he has a teenage audience. And adults in a separate room, and they both get a chance to see what these teenagers are dealing with, whether it is bulimia or issues with cyberbullying, that kind of thing. Dr. Phil has done a lot of newsmaker interviews in the last couple of years, but he also deals with issues, again, such as fraud or issues of how the Internet, while a great tool, can also be an issue in terms of privacy. How do you sort of, again, deal with the subject matter? What kind of subjects are we going to see dealt with on a regular basis, and how do you bring Robert in a way that he's most effective?
So first off, you know, quite a bit of our stuff has to do with Internet activity, whether it's, you know, stuff that's happening on Facebook. You know, I mean, Facebook's become a huge perpetrator. You know, it's not them, but, of course, the users are, as a result of it, are getting involved in cheating and all kinds of stuff, and cyberbullying and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, I would say that, you know, we are attacking, you know, I basically say it's, you know, all the issues that are issues that hit home for people across the country. And I think there's definitely going to be an opportunity for co-viewing, you know, and, you know, this is the type of show that you can be sitting there watching with your 16-year-old and both of you guys are going to be getting equal takeaway, you know? So hopefully it's all going to resonate, you know? And I think, and where Robert, again, where Robert really, again, he's the anchor of this thing from the standpoint that he's had so much experience with Restaurant Impossible and all these other shows in doing exactly this, you know? So it's like, this was kind of a natural progression for him to kind of step into this, you know?
The Robert Irvine Show is a new daily afternoon conflict resolution talk show with the person from Restaurant Impossible for that Dinner Impossible on Food Network, and it begins Monday afternoon on the CW. Most CW affiliates will play the show 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern or Pacific time. There are some exceptions, like Channel 11 WPX here in New York, where they will play it an hour earlier at 2 p.m. local time. John Irvine is the executive producer of the show. He joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum on the other coast in New York. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, September 2016. If you have a question or a comment for John, give us a ring, and the number you use, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Friday on the program, our lead guest will be one of the top people in television comedy. His name is Michael Schur. He was the co-creator of Parks and Recreations. He worked on Saturday Night Live. He worked on The Office. He is up for an Emmy Award next Sunday night for his executive producing Master of None, the Netflix series of Aziz Ansari. And his latest work premieres in a week and a half or so on NBC. It's The Good Place. The new comedy teaming Ted Danson is returning to sitcoms on NBC with Christian Bell. Mike Schur of The Good Place joins us live next Friday, 1 week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. From the get-go, what coaching or what advice did you give Robert, as well as give your producers, about how the show should flow?
Well, you know, it's all about making sure that we are giving the, you know, the people that are coming on stage, making sure that we're giving them advice and, you know, that's going to resonate for them. You know, we want to make sure that we're trying to deal with any of their conflicts. And I think for Robert, you know, he didn't really need much coaching because, as I said before, he's really come into this, you know, ready to go. And that's been, I think, that's been a huge plus for us, you know. You know, we're not just grabbing a piece of talent off the street or somebody who, you know, was sort of doing something different. Like, he has already kind of been doing this, you know. So he really needed very little coaching.
Did he have to do a bit of adapting? Because in Restaurant Impossible, he is dealing with a situation that develops over 48 hours. But when you're doing 5 days a week of daytime television, albeit you are taping in Los Angeles, I'm not sure, and we'll talk about what the taping schedule is shortly, you don't have a 48-hour time with a specific family or a specific group of people. You've got a pretty limited amount of time with a subject.
So here's what happens. You know, we have a pretty significant producing team that is out there looking for stories, and you know, once you've identified a story, they then kind of download with the people whatever the situation is. We then will generally bring them out to Los Angeles. The producers will meet with them in advance. We'll then have a meeting with Robert to kind of bring him up to speed on what the situation is. And then, you know, I think part of the magic with Robert and what makes somebody a really good talk show host in this space is being able to, you know, deal with the situation live in the moment and spontaneously be able to react and help these people sort it out, you know. And again, that's what I think separates, you know, the people that are good at this and the people that aren't. I mean, I'd say, like, you know, Dr. Phil is somebody who, you know, he knows how to do it, you know. And I think Robert fits in that same category from the standpoint of, because again, it's, you know, he's not just being a traffic cop, you know, he's not just sitting there and letting people beat each other up or let things just kind of ensue on stage. He's stepping in and, you know, giving these people the advice, tough love when necessary. I mean, whatever it is, he's got the answers. And I think that's what you're going to see on Monday. And hopefully that's going to really resonate with people at home, you know?
Yeah. What is the taping schedule like? How much time does Robert, do you do one story for a full hour, or do you do two stories, one half hour each? How does it work?
We're basically shooting the shows live to tape. So, you know, what that means, obviously, you know, we've got a studio audience, and, you know, we'll shoot 2 to 3 segments, you know, in about an hour, hour and 20 minutes, and then there's a little bit of editing involved. But, I mean, you know, I think that's part of the fun. What you're seeing on the screen is what's happening in the room, you know, and I think that kind of makes it a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say, and then from the standpoint of our shooting schedule, you know, we're shooting anywhere from 2 to 3 shows a day, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. So it just kind of depends on how readily we're able to find stories. Because, I mean, you know, first and foremost, it's all about getting amazing stories.
And how are you doing finding stories? How do you get to the families or the people involved? What kind of lead time is there in terms of finding story to getting it on the tape?
So it's a process, and it's definitely the hardest part of producing the show, because obviously, you know, we've got a lot of episodes and we're looking for a lot of stories, and they all have to be, you know, they all have to be amazing. So there's a pretty significant staff in place that has, you know, pretty broad. I mean, we, you know, we literally reach out to people from across the country. We've got people coming in from, you know, from New York, from Nashville, from Florida, from, you know, you name it. Stories are, you know, there's stories that some of them have, you know, will identify 2 weeks out, and it takes a while to kind of procure them. And then there's other ones that come together really quickly. So, you know, it's all kind of fast and furious, and everything happens at a little bit of a different pace, you know?
Are there certain subjects that Robert himself has suggested, you know, let's focus on with this program? Let's look at whether it's a cyberbullying thing. Well, for example, I know Robert has a bit of a military background, both in terms of his life on Road to Chef, but also the fact that he deals a lot with people in the military. And I was thinking about the Commander Chief Forum that was on NBC and MSNBC on Wednesday night. You had a lot of veterans in the audience here in New York at the Intrepid. Some have dealt with issues like post-traumatic stress syndrome, losing an arm or a leg, just the idea of benches of our lives and readjusting to civilian life. Are there topics like that or other topics that Robert suggested? Let's make sure that we cover this in the course of doing this program.
100%. I mean, what I'll say is that, you know, everything is on the table, basically, you know, and we're really trying to find stories, you know, where we're casting a very wide net, and we're trying to find stories that are really going to resonate across the board with everybody. So, I mean, you know, we're doing stuff, could be post-traumatic stress syndrome, could be drug-related, could be, you know, helping to reunite people with their parents, helping dealing with issues with cheating. I mean, literally, it's everything across the board, you know. And I would say that you know, nothing's kind of outside of the wheelhouse if it really feels like there is a message and it's dramatic enough, you know. I mean, we're definitely going for very hard-hitting, you know, loud stories for sure. I mean, it's definitely going to be highly entertaining with the takeaway. You know, that's of course been the huge piece.
John Irwin is the executive producer of The Robert Irvine Show, featuring the famous chef for Dinner Impossible and Restaurant Impossible, which is still running on Food Network. Usually it's on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, although it is taking a break in recent months. And the show will premiere this Monday afternoon on the CW, normally 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern or Pacific time, depending on your station. Check your local listener for the station, but in some markets, like Channel 11 WPX here in New York, it will run either before or after 3 p.m. In the case of New York, it will be 2 o'clock on that station, with Steve Wilkos coming on at 3. John joining us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Told. Hi, Simon Apple here with you live from New York. Live, you're with us on this Friday afternoon. You have a question or comment for John? Well, give us the call. And remember, the number is 646-652-2906. or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. If you're a new listener to our program, we're now in our 10th year on the air, and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also check out our podcast. They're available on iTunes.com. And if you have Apple TV, the 2.0 version is now about a year in business, well, go to the iTunes podcast app. You'll hear our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs directly there. That's the Apple TV iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to a local Apple store near you or order it online. What has surprised you the most, John, so far about how Robert has come across with this format?
I think that, God, what surprised me most? That's a good question. I mean, you know, first off, I would say that he, you know, for someone who is not a licensed therapist, his ability to dispense, really helpful, good nuggets of information to these people is really impressive. And I think that, you know, he asks these people the questions that, you know, we at home are always, or at least when I'm sitting there watching the monitors, I'm like, you know, he kind of goes right in and asks these people the questions that I'm thinking, of course. And again, it's like it's his ability to really give that great takeaway and to feel, you know, I mean, you really feel like he cares about every one of these people and every one of their stories, you know, and he's really in it for the right reasons. He's in it to try to really help these people, you know, in addition to making a great program, you know what I mean? So it feels like more than just a TV show, you know? And you know, we've had a couple, drug scenarios come on where he's worked out for these people to literally, you know, some of these people who are in trouble to walk right off the stage and go straight into, you know, paid for therapy. I mean, he's pushing to actually help these people, you know, even once they've walked off the stage, you know, when it's appropriate. And, you know, so that's a pretty great thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Robert has done on Restaurant Impossible that turned out to be very effective is that he did exercises or games with some of the restaurant owners to get them to see what's missing in terms of not only their performance of the restaurant, but what's missing in terms of their relationship, particularly if they have family members involved. Is that also going to happen on this program as well, where Robert will do an exercise or he'll do some sort of role play, game play, or, for example, maybe interview people who know the family or know the people involved and sort of give them feedback?
100%. So all of that is happening. You know, I mean, quite often there will be, if there's an issue with a particular family member, there will be, you know, we'll bring on whoever we need to, whether it's other family members, friends, whatever it is, to help sort of get to the answer or help sort of push the point. There's also a performance area where Robert sometimes will take people over and put them through a specific exercise. Sometimes we're connecting people to lie detectors. I mean, the sky's the limit with respect to the stuff that we're doing. I mean, we actually even married a couple on the show, believe it or not. So, there's no end to it. Cause here's the thing, at the end of the day, like those exercises and not the marriage thing, but there's the treatment modalities. I mean, that is how you help people. You know, you do have to put people through various exercises, force them to confront people that they wouldn't otherwise want to confront, see things they wouldn't otherwise want to see. So, I mean, you know, we're pushing all of that. You know, this is definitely not just Robert sitting in the chair with somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on the show in every episode.
And what about what happens afterward? What's the post-counseling or post-services, post-treatment services does the show offer, or what kind of resources step forward to assist?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's all it's all very case specific. You know what I mean? So we are like, you know, we had a kid come on who was a drug addict. And like I said, we have, you know, with Robert's help, we have admitted that person into a facility that is, you know, that the show is paying for. So, it's really case specific. Do you know what I mean? But we're definitely not in the business of bringing people on the show, you know, opening them up and then sending them back out on the street.
Before we go, John, there are a lot of interesting situations now in the news that we hear more and more about, things like child abuse, domestic violence, police brutality, the relationship between citizens and policemen. Is that going to be covered at all as well?
I think when it's appropriate. I mean, what we are strike here in every episode is a true balance, you know? So, I mean, I would say that, you know, there's definitely a lot of levity, a lot of really funny moments, but then there are also some of the more eye-opening situations. You know, I mean, it's you know, this show is meant to be, entertaining, you know, and I think that Robert is very entertaining and can be very funny, and, you know, he can be dealing with a tough situation and he can definitely, you know, bring some levity to it. But that said, there's also some stories where you are just sitting there with your mouth hanging open going, oh my God, you know, I can't believe I'm witnessing this, and, you know, and Robert's working us through it, you know? So, again, it's really all about striking that balance, you know what I mean? But I would say that, you know, for the most part, you know, the show definitely leans more, you know, we're not, this is not a super heavy show. You know, we're not every episode digging into, you know, tear wrenching stuff, you know? It's all about
that. One thing about Robert, people who've known him or seen him on Food Network know that he can always come up with a surprise every now and then that will definitely get you a laugh, but also will definitely transform someone's life along the way.
100%. And, you know, and he absolutely will take no BS, you know? So, I mean, that's where, you know, the tough love and, you know, obviously he exudes it in his size. I think that brings a lot to the table, you know, that he is his own bodyguard, which is kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, when it comes to cutting to the chase of a situation, nobody does it like him. As a lot of people who've seen what he does on Food Network know, and I think they will definitely get to know starting on Monday, John, and we're really looking forward to seeing what he does here. The Robert Irvine Show premieres Monday on the CW. Most CW stations will run at 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern or Pacific time. Here in New York, it's on at 2 o'clock an hour earlier on WPAX Channel 11, followed by Wilco to Steve Wilco to 3. Check your local listings for the CW station in your area and when they run the program. And for more details about the show online, go to www.cwtv.com. That's www.cwtv.com. The Robert Irvine Show, starting Monday, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, most CW stations, 3 p.m. Eastern or Pacific. John Irwin, executive producer of the program, thank you again for joining us. Good luck to you and Robert and all the crew of CW and Tribune in L.A. for making it happen, and hopefully the beginning of a wonderful long run for him and for you.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, John. Take care. All the greatest.
All right. Bye-bye.
John Irwin, executive producer of The Robert Irvine Show, joining us live from Los Angeles. More tomorrow, the show live coming up, but first we pause for some words from our fine folks at Audible.com. If you love espionage, if you love spy thrillers, when it comes to the top of the heap of there, it's John Le Carré. And John Le Carré has a wonderful book out, and it's called The Pigeon Tunnel, Stories from My Life. And now it has become a wonderful audio experience that he himself narrates. And you can get it right now with a trial subscription to Audible.com. The Pigeon Tunnel, Stories from My Life by John Le Carré, whose wonderful miniseries taken from his work, The Night Manager, is up for an Emmy Award for Best Movie and Miniseries. Suzanne Deere, by the way, the director of that program, was on our show several months ago, and she's up for an Emmy for Best Director of a Movie or Miniseries. Audible.com is an incredible audio output which gives you spoken digital entertainment and information 24/7 with over 180,000 titles to choose from. The great thing is you can listen to things like The Pigeon Tunnel and other wonderful work on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook like The Pigeon Tunnel, Stories of My Life by John Le Carré, which he narrates, and a one-month trial of the service. And because it's from Amazon.com, the customer service is incredible. So check out what audible.com can be for you. try this URL, audibletrial.com/televised, audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, audible.com is a great sound experience, so why don't you check it out right now. Coming up for the next half hour, the results of our classic trivia question of the week. But first, a show that's been on Scripps television stations the last 4 years graduates starting Monday to national syndication. The new executive producer and new host of The List, Tracy Mazur and Christina Guerrero, join us live from Phoenix, Arizona, after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Caribbean Radio Show. If you want Caribbean culture front and center, that's where to go. Caribbean Radio Show, every week, various days and times, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, the best of BTR is available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back this Friday afternoon, the second half of Tabarbi Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York, where it's 89 degrees at the top of the hour. We expect at least 90 degrees plus before the day is out, also on Saturday, and then it gets much, much better cool-wise from there. Delighted to have you along for the ride. More great guests coming your way this half hour. You have a question or comment for them, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here through Blog Talk Radio. And we've got our chat room going. Rick Webber, President of Philadelphia, now in the room. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. 4 years ago, the television stations owned by the Scripps Company, that's separate from the Scripps Network Interactive, people who do Home and Garden Television, Food Network, DIY, etc., made a very gutsy call. They decided to take their top-rated early evening shows, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, off their markets and replace them with homegrown shows. One of those shows was a game show called Let's Ask America. It ran 3 seasons, ultimately had a short run on GSN, the game show network. The other is still running. It's called The List. It's a news magazine show that divides its content into various lists. On Monday, it starts season 5, and it starts season 5 in a new place, national syndication, available in over 40 markets from coast to coast. Joining us live from the home base of The List, Phoenix, Arizona, is the new executive producer of the program. She has an incredible track record on scripted television, everything from either producing or executive producing shows like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Deal No Deal, and Million Matchmaker, to name a few. We welcome in Tracy Mazur. Tracy, it's good to have you.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And joining both of us, also from Phoenix, is the new host of The List. She comes from E! News, where she was a reporter and an anchor, and she also was with KNX, the station in San Antonio, Texas, where she was the host of the daily morning show there. We welcome in Christina Guerrero. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having us.
Pleasure to have you both. Tracy, what's it been like, given your track record in unscripted television, a lot of hit shows for you along the way, to come into a situation like this, a program that has really grown over the last 4 years on the Scripps Zone stations, and now taking that big leap into national placement?
Well, this show has just been amazing to come down to Phoenix, where we're based, and watch how they have taken the show over 4 years and just grown it and getting it to this place where now we're going to be in over 25% of the market. And it's just a huge change that Scripps is allowing us to do and take this show to the next level.
And Christina, what's it been like for you to make the transition from a national network on E! To now something that is now going national as of Monday?
Well, it's been really exciting for me. You know, I've been a part of some great projects that, you know, where I have gotten in on the ground up. And I think that those are usually the most exciting shows to be a part of. E! Was obviously an amazing, well-run machine. I got to see the world and interview amazing people. But, you know, my love of television and producing and being a part of something from the ground up is really exciting. So coming from Los Angeles to be a part of this show is just really an exciting time for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, for people who haven't seen The List, that's a lot of people around the country, explain what The List is all about and how it is separate from other nightly programs, whether it is a show like The Insider, Entertainment Tonight, or a news magazine like a Dateline or 60 Minutes.
The list is vastly different. We are a half-hour program. We focus. We don't do Hollywood stories. We are not following celebrities. We are actually programming for people who are at home and want to get away from those things. We don't. Excuse me. We don't do breaking news. We are the escape. So everything that we do is based on what's trending, what's relevant, what's current, what you need to know right now as it pertains to your life, your lifestyle, and how maybe we can even help simplify your life. So it comes in, it's a quickly paced show, so you get lots of good information all presented in the form of a list. So hopefully it's easy to follow. You can dive in for more information on our web. If there are particular pieces that you want to learn more about, then we have another place for you to go. But everything that we do is really based on what's happening now, whether it's from, if it's something that is, what did we do today, Christina? What diamonds say about you, new studies, new reports. Why reptiles are the cool new pets, what you need to know. So it's all happy, fun, G-rated. It's family-friendly. We cover everything from health and food and fashion, how to save money at the grocery store, new products. We cover all aspects that we think and hope will be relevant to our viewers.
So, Christina, how much of a change in mindset did you have to make, going from covering celebrities or covering new film, new television, to a situation where you could have something dealing with home one time in a wheel list and another list takes you in a whole different subject?
Yeah, no, you know what? It's been great. I cover celebrity news and celebrity fashion and breakups and makeups and movies for 6 years, and so for me, it's quite a nice change to get away from that celebrity. You talked about how the show might be similar or different, and it's vastly different because, celebrities are not our bread and butter. You know, we look to them certainly for trends, but we don't need to know about who they're dating. So it's been a nice change for me. My life has also since changed since I, did E! News. I have a baby now, I've got a home. So these things, as a millennial mom, are really, really important to me because, I don't have a lot of time, and a lot of that time can't be spent focusing on all those celebrities. My time is better suited in things that make my life easier, cooking, fashion, things that are, life hacks, things that make my life work more efficiently as a millennial mom. So it's been a very nice change for me, certainly.
And I think to Christina's point about being a mom, we find that we're equally as popular among men, which is a really, really cool thing. Because I do come from I also did a lot of daytime talk shows, so I do come from a lot of female programming, and one might think of this lifestyle magazine show being more for women, but we have a tremendous male following, and that helps make it really fun. They love learning quick ways to cook meals for their kids, five different tips to getting homework done at night. Those are things that men want to know too. So it's been really exciting being able to cross over for both.
Tracy, when you come into a situation like this, which is obviously this is a show that doesn't have rules broken at all. In fact, and it started to grow to mostly most of the script's own stations by the time you came in. You started in July. How do you tweak to take this show to this next graduate level where it can be available coast to coast? And it can also involve the stations along the line. Is there, for example, how do you tweak the show, A, B, how do you get the new stations that are coming around starting Monday to be involved with the show the way the script stations have?
That's a really good question. And if I understood your first question of how we tape the show, was that your how do we take it to the next level? Well, it's interesting. The EW Scripts is a news organization, and when I came into this show, I don't come from a news background. I come from an entertainment background. And so the show was designed to run like a news show, which has been fascinating to me. And so when I came in, I was able, and what they were looking for from me was to bring more of an entertainment background to the party. So while they were already doing well, they knew that it needed to break a little bit free of that news style of producing, shooting, and storytelling. So I am fortunate enough to have a co-executive producer who has a very strong news background. So the two of us together are bridging this new world, and we're able, I think, to take it visually to a new level. I think that we're able to write it at a new level and to deliver information in a more entertaining way. So that's kind of taking it to the next level, which also includes bringing in someone like Christina, who, yes, she's our millennial mom. Our other talent, Bradley Hasmeyer, who's been here with us, and Donna Rucco, making this combination. We still also have Teresa Strasser, who has been with us for 4 years. But being able just to elevate the production value, elevate the look of the show, everybody will see a brand new, unbelievably cool, high-tech set that we've never, that we have not seen outside of some news programs. But we're taking it to a whole nother level. And then as far as the station goes, the different stations that we're dealing with, we're making sure that they have relevant content that they can repurpose on their news programs, and they can also use it for their digital and social platforms. So we are heavily integrated with them. We also are able to feature pieces that might be in their cities, and we're just trying to think about how we can best serve them digitally and on broadcast, obviously, and then how we can grow into more stations.
The List, which has been on the Strip's own stations for the last 4 years, begins season 5 on more than 40 stations across the country and syndication. Some of the stations, by the way, that you'll find the show on are WMAR-TV in Baltimore, KMGH in Denver, WXYZ in Detroit, KONG in Seattle, and FTS, in Tampa, Florida. Most stations will run the show either 7 or 7:30 local time, Eastern, Central, et cetera, et cetera. Some will run earlier or later, depending on the station. We've got the new executive producer of the program, Tracy Mazur, and the new host on the show, Christina Guerrero. They're both joining us live from the List headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, right here this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Finally, we'll be with you live from New York. If you have a question or a comment for Tracy or Christina, give us a call, and the number is 646-652-2906, or use our chat room. Simon Apple 04, my name, Rick Wilmer, good friend from Philadelphia, is in the room. Remember, 1 week from today, our lead guest on the program will be the executive producer of the new NBC comedy, The Good Place, uniting Ted Danson in his first NBC sitcom in a long, long time, maybe since the Cheers days, and Christian Bale. It premieres in a week and a half, and we've got the award-winning executive producer, Mike Schur, will join us. If you know the name, he was the co-creator of Parks and Recreations, worked on The Office, and he is up for an Emmy Award next Sunday night for executive producing the acclaimed Netflix comedy with Aziz Ansari, Master of None. Mike Schur from The Good Place and Master of None, next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tracy, how many lists do you juggle each episode, and how do you and your staff determine what goes first, second, and so forth?
Well, what we do, we juggle a lot of lists. But basically how we have the show structured is that we start the show with what's trending now. So that's where we really utilize our news backgrounds here. What is trending now? And it's not viral videos. Other shows do that. But it's what's trending today might be, let me think, what did we do today? We have, hold on, I actually had this right here with me of what we did today. For example, like we'll find things that, for example, Kent State was the first campus to open up a campus dining hall that's 100% gluten-free. So that's something that we find to be fascinating and fun, and it also pegs with all of the gluten-free stories that we're hearing. You know, so there are just every day we're always finding what's the hot new trend, what are we seeing out there in the world, but we're the Kardashian free zone. So we make sure that everything that we have can matters to the viewer at home. The list that we do in our trending now, which is the most current morning of news that we can capture. Then we move through the show with different types of stories. So they might be what's current in tech, what's happening right now in tech, what's happening in fashion right now, what you need to know, what are three easy pieces that you should buy for fall, everything to how to we do a lot of DIY. People love the DIY. They love following that then over to the web.
Also, I think one of the great things that we do, which is huge online, is the cooking segments. And so they're, you know, shot in such a way that they work for broadcast, but simultaneously can go on the web, and, you know, you're kind of seeing the three ingredients that you need to put in to make, you know, a dessert for this evening or those kinds of things. So, the DIY and the cooking is always easy and very, very popular to watch.
And in each show, you should expect to get 7 to 10 different things in different topics. On Mondays, we do like to do theme shows on Mondays. So this Monday, it's all about money matters, how to save money. But it's presented through every different lifestyle area. So we try to keep everything fresh and new and unique each day.
Mm-hmm. Christina, do you do all your stuff in the studio, or do you sometimes get out of the studio in Phoenix to do, like, take reactions to the list from various people, either from audience at large or from experts?
Yeah, no, that's actually the great thing about being a host on this show, is that I get to do the wraps in studio, which are always really fun to introduce the pieces that we're going to be airing. But what I love to do is get out and really kind of show off my love of storytelling, my love of talking to people, my love of interviewing people. And so, for instance, yesterday, you know, one of the trends is pet reptiles. Who would have thought that that's the new thing that people are talking about? They don't necessarily want a puppy or a kitty anymore. They want a pet reptile. So I got to go out, speak to an expert, and he gave us his top three list for the most family-friendly pet reptiles. So I really love being out in the community and talking to people. So I get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Tracy, how do you divide the workload among Christina and the other hosts? How many lists do they work on for a day's show, and when do you also tape? Has the taping schedule changed because of the fact that even though many of the stations that are going to be joining you are going to be doing either 7 or 7:30, which is what the script stations do, you have some stations that may be running you, let's say, 11 a.m. in the morning or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So is there any change in taping schedule or any change in terms of how current you can make the list?
Yeah, it definitely we've been able to manage a similar schedule. But yes, it's another great question because of the times that we have to feed the shows each day, that has changed dramatically. And so to ensure that every market is getting the most current bit of information at the very top of the show, we have what we call internally, in within our own system, a daily news drop. So if something were to happen, let's say the Academy Awards are on Sunday night, we have a crack of dawn team that comes in to look through and find what might be the list perspective of the Academy Awards. How do we listify that in a fun new way that the viewers didn't see the night before? So we have a team always ready for some kind of, while we don't cover breaking news, we want to be current and topical and present something that the viewers might not know about something that just occurred. So that we have a very, very early shift, and we, instead of feeding our show in the afternoon like we used to, we now need it fed by 7 a.m. So we have a little bit of a different structure, but we have certain pieces that we're able to already have done a day or two before, and have them all prepared and ready. And then we shoot all the wraparounds. We shoot on our virtual reality set, which is called the VizRT, which is the new technology. So we shoot those in the morning, and then the hosts are able to go out and shoot pieces in the afternoon. We also have our three correspondents who are also out all the time shooting pieces and writing them. So we have a balance, but the days definitely have shifted, but we're making it work. It's really exciting because now we have so many more markets that we need to accommodate, and we're able to do it.
And off the bat, more than 40. We're speaking with the new executive producer and the new host of The List. It's been around for 4 years on the Script Zone stations around the country. Now it's going national starting Monday night or Monday afternoon, depending on where you are. Tracy Mazur is the new executive producer. Christina Guerrero is the new host. They're both live from Phoenix, Arizona, where The List is produced, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. And if you have a question or comment, get it in fast, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Remember, if you want to catch up on recent episodes of our show, go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. One of our recent episodes involved the Emmy-winning director of House, Ray Gaetanez. We had him on the program. We did Banshee on Cinemax. His latest show premieres tonight at 10 p.m. on Cinemax. It's Quarry. It's got rave reviews. It's winning a major story in the Village Voice here in New York and around the country. And it's gotten great reviews also in Entertainment Weekly, other places as well. So check out that interview and others at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. The podcast merge on iTunes. If you have Apple TV, the iTunes podcast app. You get our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs as well, 24/7. Tracy, something else. I'm not sure if this is new, but there's also a weekend edition of The List that is also happening. Is that new?
Yes, it is new. And so what we are doing is we're sending our stations a weekend version. It's kind of our best of. And we've been fortunate enough to have Teresa Strasser, who, as you know, was one of our main hosts for the first 4 years. She's taking more time with her family right now, but we're still able to have her part-time. So recently she's been preparing for the weekend shows with us, so that's very exciting. So, yeah, we have a lot of things going on because we have the weekend show, and then we also have so many things going on digitally as well. So we are working all aspects to you know, ensure the most amount of reach we can. Our Facebook, we hit about an average of 1 million people weekly on Facebook, which is amazing. And, you know, we're building up our website so that it can be more interactive with our viewers. And we actually even have a new app that launched a few weeks ago for your iPhones and Android so that you can get content on the go. So we are working all platforms here and all days of the week.
And maybe down the road, Tracy, you can get that app on Roku, Apple TV, or smart TV sets from the likes of Vizio and Sony and Sharp and LG, et cetera, et cetera. So could get even more wider play that way. One more thing, Tracy, before we go. The Facebook crowd, which I believe is like 150,000 strong and growing, which is amazing for a show that is not nationally distributed until very soon, till Monday. Do they get the chance to contribute list ideas?
The coolest thing, and having come from the working with the big networks, I had never, even doing shows, I had never met the marketing people. They were in a different building in a different planet. So we were just producing shows. Here, literally, and what was so appealing for me really about this show and moving to Phoenix to do it is that marketing is literally embedded in our newsroom. So we are all working together physically every day so that we can maximize every bit of content and share. So we have a great marketing team, Michelle Pelletier, who comes here from Warner Brothers, and we have our social media specialists who are just doing such an amazing job on Facebook and helping people get to know the talent through Facebook. And that's what I think is a huge reason that we're growing so much, and we can't do one without the other. Now we know that, you know, the old television as we know it has changed, and digital and broadcast, we are deeply linked. So everything we do it together. It's cool, actually.
The List, 4 seasons in, getting into season 5, starting on Monday, and again, it'll be joined by many more stations, 40-plus in all, starting Monday night or Monday afternoon or morning, depending on where you are. On the script stations, it will continue at 7 or 7:30 local time, and most of the stations coming in includes ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox affiliates, also same thing. So anyway, check your local listings for where the show is on in your area and at what time. Also, there will be a weekend hour, either Saturday or Sunday, again, check your local listings for time and station near you. For more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.thelisttv.com. That's www.thelisttv.com. New executive producer, Tracy Mazur. New host, Christina Guerrero. Thank you both very much for joining us. All the best to you and everybody in your crew in Phoenix for a great, great new run in national syndication starting on Monday.
What a treat. Thanks for having us, and thanks for the support.
It is a pleasure all the way, Tracy and Christina. All the best. Take care. Have a super weekend, and all the best on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Tracy Mazur, Christina Guerrero, joining us live from Phoenix. Again, The List begins its national syndicator run Monday. Most stations, 7 or 7:30 local time. Quickly, the answer to this week's Clapper Trivia question, sorry, nobody got it, so no awarding the Twin Peaks FAQ book from Flaws. The question was, which Western television series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Doctor, or Frontier Circus? The answer was Frontier. It launched in 1955, followed by Frontier Doctor in 1958 and Frontier Circus in 1961. We wanted it both the launch date, launch year, as well as the show. The answer again, Frontier, 1955. All three shows have one thing in common. They only ran one season. We will have another Clapper Trivia question for you on Monday. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, or tweet the answer to #TWBT. Either way, if you're first with the correct answer when we offer it on Monday, you will win, and hopefully we will have a prize. We will continue to offer the Twin Peaks FAQ book published by Applause. If you missed the question on Monday, don't worry. We'll post it on Tuesday morning on my Facebook page and on my own Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, 1 week from today on Tomorrow Televised, our lead guest will be the executive producer of the NBC comedy The Good Place, starring Ted Danson and Christian Bell, Michael Shore, who's also up for an Emmy Award for executive producing Master of None with Zeke Azari on Netflix. If you came in on the show late, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast on iTunes.com. And if you're in the New York area, join me Monday for BK Live. That's Monday afternoon, noon to 1 on Brick TV. We also have the Tomorrow Be Televised columns. You can find them regularly at MediaVillage.com. That's MediaVillage.com. Remember, we love hearing from you, so email me. What do you think about today's program? What's your thoughts for where TV's at and where it's going? SimonApple04@yahoo.com, plus find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. No matter how you communicate, remember, we do respond because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams, Andy Toe's Blog Talk Radio's general manager. The creator is Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you by Audible.com and Amazon Company. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy week 2 of college football and week number 1 of pro football on Sunday. We're back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where? Blog Talk Radio. Please be safe and be great out there no matter where you are. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.